Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the El.En. first half 2018 financial results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Nicola Fiore. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for joining us. With me on the call are Andrea Cangioli, Chief Event Managing Director, and Enrico Romagnoli, who is the El.En. Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relator. Before we begin, please note that there is a remark the management makes on the conference call about future expectations, plans, and prospects, and forward-looking statements. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing the company's beliefs, plans, objectives, estimates, or expectation of possible future results or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risks, including general economic and business conditions, and conditions in the industry the company operates, and may be affected should the assumption turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statement can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance, or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligations about the contents, nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. But let me introduce now to the call Andrea Cangioli. Please go on, Andrea.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining our conference call after the release of the financial report for the first 6 months of 2018. As we reported after yesterday's afternoon board of directors, we are pleased with our results and on how our group is continuing to grow. I'd say smoothly, but I could also quote growing faster than expectations. I'm happy to be able to meet with you today and share my view on the development of the group's activity and what we are doing to maintaining and possibly improve the impressive growth trend that El.En. has been able to attain in the last years and that you can see in page 3 of our presentation. In a nutshell, the 6 month results showed a 12.4% revenue growth, an 8.72% growth in gross margin, and a 3% decrease in EBIT, and a 20% increase in pre-tax profits. These results are telling us that we're growing very well in all of our most relevant markets. That in the 6 months, and specifically in the second quarter, faster growth was achieved with a products and services mix which was less favorable in terms of gross margins, and this holds true specifically in the medical market. That we are massively investing in order to be able to fulfill the increased demand and the further expected increase in demand. You can see this in the profit and loss statement, where sales and marketing expense increased markedly in the industrial laser area in order to support higher sale volume than we registered in the first half of the year. And you can see it in the balance sheet, where we invested close to 10 million euro in order to increase the production capacity of the group to remove the tie that our capacity would cause on our further growth. The financials of the 6 months finally tell us that foreign exchange trend had a positive impact on the balance of our financial income and expenses. Under the foreign exchange rate profile, please note that the benefit for the forex trend in 2018 is to the financial income only, while in comparison to the first half of 2017, revenue and gross margin are being hurt by the change occurred in the foreign exchange rates between these two periods. In terms of market demand, we are seeing an increasing interest in our products and continue to perceive a favorable environment. We are feeding such increased interest, as usual, with the launch of new innovative products. The most significant launch was Onda, our innovative body shaping, skin tightening and cellulite treatment device, which provides a very effective delivery of microwave energy combined with an appropriate cooling, maximizing the efficacy of the treatment. Customer response has been very positive. The system is appreciated also for the immediate evidence of its effectiveness. Onda has been shipped for revenue for the first time in the second quarter, and an increase of sales is expected for the next quarters. And of course, other products were introduced on the market in the 6 months and in the quarter. Among the other, I'd like to mention the Motus AY, against Baideka, for hair removal and vascular region, combining Alexandrite laser source with NDAG laser sources, and several other, within which I'd like to mention, for instance, the Romeo accessory, which is an integration for the anti-snoring application to be added to Asclepion's erbium lasers. And our effort in improving the high-power beam delivery system that improves in our sheet metal cutting activities the capacity of our laser cutting systems. We are taking several actions to support our growth strategy, product development, marketing support, production capacity expansion, to ensure that the growth opportunities that our reference market are providing will be exploited in the various segments of our activity. And so I hand on the call to Enrico for the details of the financials.
Thanks, Andrea. In the first 6 months of 2018, LM recorded consolidated revenue of 161 million euros, up 12.4% compared to the first half of last year. The gross margin was 64.7 million of euros, up 8.7% compared to the 59.5 million of last year, thanks to the increase in turnover. The decrease in marginality to 40.3% from 41.7% is due, as already mentioned by Andrea, a less favorable sales mix, especially in medical sector, and also to an unfavorable exchange rate trend compared to the first half of last year. There is also a reduction in grants for 300,000 euros, also contributed to reduce the margin. Operating costs were 21.2 million of euro, up 18%, and the increase mainly concerns sales and marketing expenses to support sales activities, but also R&D expenses. Staff cost was 28.1 million of euro, showed an increase of 8% compared to the 26.1 million of last year, but with a reduction on the impact on revenues. On June, the group's employees were 1,374, and the new recruitment mainly concerned Chinese companies. EBITDA was 15.3 million of euros, down 0.8% over the last year, with an impact on sales of 9.6% compared to the 10.8%. The decrease in EBITDA is the consequence of the reduction of gross margin and to the increase in operating costs. Amortization and other accruals showed an increase of 2.3 million of euros in compared to the 2.6 million of this year, and is in line with the increase in revenues. The increase is mainly due to the high level of investment in technical fixed assets, also in building and in plants. Operating results showed a positive balance of 12.7 million of euros, down compared to 13.1 million of last year. And impact on sales was 7.9 compared to the 9.2 of last year. Pre-tax result was 13.1 million of euro, up from 10.1 million of last year, and the pre-tax income was positively affected by the positive foreign exchange gain, especially on US dollar, compared with the first quarter of 2018 and with the first 6 months of last year. With a tax rate of 28%, 26 last year, net income was 7.4 million of euro, up 24% compared with last year when it was 6 million. About net financial position of the group, the net financial position decreased of 19 million during the first 6 months from 84 million to 66 million. During the period has been paid dividends for 8.4 million of euros when investment has been 9.6 million. Almost 1 million in plants and existing production plants and 6.7 million for the purchase, construction and equipment of the new production facilities at Calenzano, Torre Annunziata, Iena, Vicenza and Guangzhou, as part of a large investment plan for the expansion of production capacity for a total amount foreseen in the order of 28 million in the year 2018-2019. Another most significant absorption of cash for 14 million of euros is referred to the increase in net working capital, especially in Chinese company in Quanta and in LM. We also recall that 12 million of euros are cash invested in insurance policy that, by their nature, are not included among non-current financial assets and so not included in the net current net financial position. From the point of view of the geographical distribution of turnover, we have very similar trends in both the medical and industrial sector, with good growth around 10% in Italy and in the rest of the world, and excellent performance in Europe with a growth around 30%. The turnover for medical system grew by more than 12%, and all the main sectors showed a growth in the turnover. Turnover in aesthetic sector increased of 5%, and the launches of the new products like Honda for body shaping, Pandur MIT, and Motus AY for depilation played an important role. Less brilliant but always interesting volumes realized in the field of the tattoo removal. The trend in surgery was excellent and was driven in the first half of the year by the sales of Mona Lisa Touch in the United States of America, thanks to the relaunch operated by Hologics Management. A significant growth were achieved by the system dedicated to the treatment of benign prostate hyperplasia and lithotripsy system. The good sales trend in physiotherapy sector, which marks a 10% growth in the first half, is a constant in the recent years, thanks to the good job of ASA, our company in Vicenza. Turnover for medical service returns to growth after the after a break registered last year. Interesting in this regard is the increase in the turnover of consumables, creams sold in the field of aesthetics, and especially single or multi-use optical fibers used in the urology application. The turnover of the industrial sector shows a growth in all segments and with an acceleration in the second quarter. The cutting sector, with an increase of 14%, continues its progression, which makes it one of the most significant segments for the group. The marking sector is stable in the period, a result that could be improved in the coming quarters, considering the market situation. Sales of other sources showed an increase of 15%, thanks to the opportunities in packaging, special processing sector, and in the textile sector. The turnover for industrial service increased of 7%. The sales for consumable related to the use of laser sources assume an increasing and substantial weight. Andrea can
complete the presentation. We complete the presentation with the guidance. First, I'd like to recall how much in our business and in our history the fourth quarter results impact on the yearly results, especially in terms of EBIT margin, also as an effect of the higher sales volume. I also share with you that our forecasts are not based on actual bookings, but on an estimate on what actual bookings would be at the time and how actual deliveries will be able to fulfill the bookings. This is the reason why we cannot laser focus our guidance. Nevertheless, for the rest of the year, we say that at the end of the 6 months, we're ahead of the 10% revenue growth guidance, and we confirm it as the minimum of the range that we are planning to achieve. And we are actually confident of beating the 10% growth. We are running behind the EBIT guidance, and we say that a 10% growth on the 2017 EBIT will be achieved if, as we are confident, revenue growth will be higher than 10%. So we are done with the presentation, and we are now ready for your questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question comes from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, Andrea and Enrico. I got a few questions. One, if you can elaborate a little bit on this, let's say, FDA letter received by Hologic on the Mona Lisa Touch, but I believe is regarding one of their accessories. So if you can maybe comment from your standpoint. And then if you can also elaborate again on Hologic, on the fact that apparently you signed a distribution contract for your new hair removal product. And if I may, how much did the weight or how much did it contribute in the semester the new Onda product in terms of say, if it's possible to have an idea. Then I got other question. I will come back later on. Thank you.
So the letter of by FDA to Hologic, something that happened on August 2nd, it doesn't relate to an accessory. It relates to the Mona Lisa Touch product. It was a letter that FDA broadcasted to several manufacturers and resellers of products in the vaginal atrophy arena. The letter addressed the fact that those manufacturers, according to FDA, were marketing the product with claims that were outside of the strict claim that had been cleared by the FDA for the systems. This letter, as I mentioned, was delivered to several manufacturers. We are aware that as an effect of this letter, manufacturers replied to the FDA explaining what they were doing and supporting the choices they had made under a marketing profile. Some of the companies withdrew the products. We are under the impression that on the short term, this letter might have a negative impact on the sales of Mona Lisa Touch in the United States due to the fact that the letter by FDA could have been or has been stretched in a sense that FDA is questioning the safety of the units, which is not the case because FDA is not questioning the safety of the units, but they are questioning the way they are marketed. On the long term, being the fact that Mona Lisa Touch is, within this market, the most acknowledgeable system, the most supported by clinical study system, and the one of which its safety and efficacy is demonstrated by the higher number of studies. We have 35 studies, by the way. On the midterm, this will clean up the market from, let's say, from the worst competition and will confirm our belief in the long-term growth of the Mona Lisa Touch application. Moreover, on the choice of Hologic as the partner, because Hologic is a very appropriate party for this women wellness, women care application. Second question, her removal. Yes, we signed a distribution agreement that Hologic mentioned during their call for a high power hair removal system by DECA. It's the Replay system. It's a very high power, very top level, high unit price, small quantities item. Actually, if you want to see in our site, we're talking of the Excellium Replay 3.4 Alexandrite and NDAG high power hair removal and vascular lesions laser. Onda. Onda, we just started shipping Onda. I don't remember by heart the turnover for Onda, but not significant. We are talking of 20 units shipped maybe in Q2. So we expect to see more units and more contribution going forward.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Andrea Randone with Intermonte. Please go ahead. Mr. Randone, your line is open.
Hello?
Hello,
okay.
Hi, sorry.
Good afternoon. I was asking a question about Onda. If I'm right, I remember that the production capacity is a point you are particularly taking care of. And I wonder if you can provide us with an update on what do you expect in terms of production capacity in the coming months and in 2019 in order to satisfy the strong demand that you are recording on this product. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sincerely, production capacity is more a matter in other businesses. So Onda, we had in the first days of the launch more than production capacity. We had to do the typical fixing that we have when we deliver the first batches to the market. And so Onda, the real issue is how many we'll be able to sell, because we will be able easily to follow up production of Onda, of which we master in full all the details of production. And, of course, you're right, under this profile, we're also enlarging our facility also in Florence to be able to better host the whole production, not specifically Onda. Within our products, I would say Onda is not something which, for us, is expected to create any problem in terms of capacity, I hope it will create problems in terms of capacity, but in order to create problems in terms of capacity, we would be talking of a different size of company here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kanchli.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hi again. I would like to know if it's possible, in order to try to do some of the parts of your business, given the difference in terms of industrial and medical aesthetical, if you can remind us the minorities result that you are publishing, are all related to China or there are other components, other companies? And secondly, in some of your presentation, you try to do some of the part excluding 20% from your EBIT. Is that more or less the right amount to subtract to quantify for the China contribution?
Excuse me, Andrea, could you please repeat the second question? I didn't grasp it.
No, sorry. In some of your previous presentation, you try to do some of the part of your own business, and I remember you deducted from your EBIT 20%. Is that an approach to exclude China from your results, or the minorities component of China from your results? So that's the second question. So if we deduct 20% from the EBIT, is more or less the right amount of the China contribution at consolidated level, 50% per quota? So that's the second question. And the third one is another, again, on the industrial business. I mean, the industrial side of the business, including China, is that profitable or not? Or will it be profitable in a short amount of time? And then again, on the expansionary capex, you mentioned 28 million. So is that correct for 2018 and 2019 to add on top of those 28 million some 5 to 6 million per year of maintenance capex, so for a total amount of approximately 40 million over the 2 years? Thank you very much.
So, just a second, dov'è quello che società? Lo possono vedere da tutte le parti, lo vedono, quanto non ci sono gli utilimenti per società.
Actually, Andrea, concerning my first question, you can find in the net profit how much of the net profit, how much net profit each of our company makes, and therefore at a net profit level you can see the exact allocation of minorities. I mean, at least this is what we usually have. There's a chart. Somewhere there's a chart. This year, I mean, the minorities income comes from ASA. In ASA, we have a 40% minority income. Then comes from LASIT, where we have a 30% minority income. It is page 17 in the Italian in the report page 17 you see that we have ASA, where we are at 40%. It has a net profit of 1 million, and so 40% of that goes to minorities. LASIT has a net profit of 854,000 euro, 30% goes away. Deka Japan has about 47% minority, so but it's only it's a smaller amount. The two Chinese in total are 1.9 million plus, which is Pentali Wenzhou, plus 1.9 million plus, it's roughly 2.1 million, so it's close to 1 million. So this is the exact. When we were saying 20%, we were averaging and summing up all the various points. And in this month, yes, we are still there. Yes, 20% is more or less. Actually, I believe it's 19% for this quarter, the total share. Then the following question was on CapEx. Capital expenditure, actually, we believe that capital investment are about, yes, between three. It depends from the years, between three, between minimum two, maximum four, so three as an average. So, yes, it is appropriate to add 5 to 6 million to that amount. Of course, that amount is subjected to change according to several factors. First, we are going into constructions that take years long, so we have, of course, budgets, but budgets may vary.
Second, we might have opportunities of further purchases like we had in for Quanta that wasn't scheduled, that might increase overall disinvestment. But we will update we will upgrade the numbers as soon as we have an update.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question comes from Emanuele De Figueiredo with LBV Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have three questions, if I may. The first one is on the issue with the FDA, the letter, which I believe was sent at the end of July. I know that some of the analysts who cover Hologic are penciling in a 10 to 20% decline in Monalisa sales for Q4. And it was clear that you think that you might be negatively affected in the short term, but in the medium term you should actually benefit. I was just wondering, given that we are in September, if you think this 10 to 20% is about right or too pessimistic or too optimistic. That's the first question. Then the second question is, do you sell anything into the US, any components from China? And if so, how relevant? And then my last question is just a clarification. I believe you said in the call that you would expect working capital to improve in the second half. Historically, you've been more at 20, 21%. You had 24%. Should we expect the working capital to go back to more normal levels? Thank you.
Thank you, Manuel. FDA letter. The Q3 sales in the United States are one of the most hockey stick sales over the year, and so 15 September or as a 13 September is not even half of the sales of the quarter typically. So it's early to say if they will sell 10%, 20% less or like this. What I would like to say is that our guidance takes into consideration the effects of the FDA letter on the sales from Elan to Sinopharm, which are, as we learned in the past, not necessarily linked directly due to the stock management by Sinopharm Hologic. They're not necessarily directly linked to the direct sales in the United States. We have, to be honest, we had mixed information about this trend. We noticed that today, Hologic released a press release in which they declare they expect a shortfall in Sinopharm sales by 15 million due not to Monalisa Touch. They don't mention Monalisa Touch. You can see their press release, but they mention the other device that as an effect of the FDA letter, they actually took out of the market. So they had two devices on the market. They had this radio frequency device, which they had just launched, and they had the Monalisa attached. They took out of the market the radio frequency device, and they today gave a profit warning or a warning about the fact that they had they expect a reduction of turnover due to this. They didn't say anything, and let's say even if probably I would have some issue in sharing in full the information with you, today is too early to have any information on the real effect of the letter on the Q3 sales, which is Q4, by the way, for Hologic. sales of China to U.S., no, they are not significant. Of course, I believe you're making reference to the tariffs increase and to how tariffs could impact the sales. We do not have any sales from China to the U.S. today. Of course, we are worried about tariffs increase because, especially inbound in the United States from any country, because the United States is a very relevant market. But for the moment, we have no sales and no plan to sell directly from China to the United States. Working capital, yes. my answer to your question is yes. I'd say that working capital increased a lot. It's something which has to do receivables, but it has to do with inventory that grew in preparation also of the increased amount of deliveries in the second quarter, where traditionally working capital decreases. Last year, we had a very sharp decrease in working capital in the second half. We will not be able to have such a decrease this year, because last year we had a massive negotiation with certain vendors which allowed net working capital to decrease, but I expect working capital to decrease in the second half.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Marco Serra with Azimuth. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. So I've got two questions. So the first one is regarding the volumes on the stock of the past 3 days. I was just wondering if you knew if there's some investor that is investing from the company, or looking at the floating stocks. There's 10 million stocks, and looking at the big holders, you know, you reach like 50% of big holders of the stock. So I just wanted to know if, you know, a big investor that was disinvesting or decreasing the position. Well, the second question is the 65 million cash that the company has, does the company ever consider doing a buyback of their stock?
To question one, we have no clue. I'm sorry. Unfortunately, we know as much as you know about what shareholders are doing, unless they explicitly tell us or they overcome certain thresholds of ownership in either in one sense or in the other one. So no, I have no answer about this impressive shareholder movement and shares movement we had and we have today too, let's say. Buyback, we had buybacks in the past, so not only we considered, but we put in place buybacks in the past. I don't think we have a buyback program in this moment. We might consider it.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question is a follow-up from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hi, Andrea, again, just to put things in context, can you please remind us, if you can, what's the size of your business with the logic in MonaLisa? Because according to some calculation and some previous quite old comments, I would figure it out that at the end of the day we are talking of anything between 10 to 15 million euro on a yearly basis. Is that more or less the right amount? And this calculation is also based on the fact that more or less the markup for Hologic is at least 100%, if that is correct. Thank you.
It's much lower. It's much lower. I believe the figure that you have is the maximum peak. We didn't even reach it with the maximum peak, but we are talking of smaller numbers as of today. Though increasing, I mean, we are very happy with and pleased on how things are going in 2017. It's a pity that we're having this glitch, but I believe, I hope, and I believe that of a temporary glitch is what we will be talking in a few months, when we will be able again to talk about MonaLisa Touch in a more positive way. And this is what also, if you read carefully what Mr. McMillan said in his press release, he also said in a way, because based on his experience, these events lead to a cleanup on the market and to a reinforcement of the position of the leaders. And so, to answer somehow indirectly, maybe we'll be able to your question. To answer somehow indirectly to your question, maybe we'll be able to return to the peak volumes that were somewhat closer to what you mentioned.
Yeah, sorry, just to be sure I understood correctly, the markup of Logic on your product is much lower than 100%?
No. It's our sales. So I talked only about our sales to...
Sorry, okay.
The markup of our products of Logic is much more than 100%.
Okay, and sorry.
It's the standard markup. You know, in our business, when you sell a unit in the United States, typically a distributor, especially a high value-added distributor like Cynosure, has a very high markup, much higher than 100%, yes.
Okay, and sorry, I know it's a bit too early, but of course, I mean, this year you will deliver a top-line growth, which is higher than 10%, so anything between 12, 13, whatever will be. Of course, comparison basis for next year will be tougher. Looking at the portfolio of your products, of course, we will need to see what will be the cycle next year, but, I mean, do you expect that you will still be able to grow, I don't know, between your usual 5 to 10%, or how much do you see next year? And finally, if I may, we will finally see some operational leverage into next year, or will you keep investing in sales and marketing, capacity, structure, and so on and so forth? Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. We are investing to increase production capacity, and so we are investing to continue to grow consistently. You're right. If we grow more than 10%, it will be tougher the following year to grow 10% again, but we are investing to provide new products. We're investing in marketing to provide, to an extent that we are not grabbing the operating leverage that we would have liked today, but I believe and I hope we will see more operating leverage, or let's say we will see operating leverage in the second half already. And about next year, I know I am here. All I can share with you is something which we wrote in our presentation, which I also said today in my introduction to this call. The market is strong, and we see growth opportunities. So we hope to be able to continue growing as we did in the past. But I on the other side, it's hard for me to say today if we will be able to confirm growth in 10-12%. But I believe. Yes, we could.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
So, thank you, everybody. We are, myself, Enrico, always available to answer about the question on our business. Unfortunately, we are not able to answer on the question about who's selling the shares, and which we have been receiving quite consistently over the last days. But anyway, we will be, as usual, happy both to answer your question on the phones and to host you whenever you want to our facilities to have eye-to-eye meetings and get and know more about what we're doing and what we plan to do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.